欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是小北，
我是 Mike。 小北，赶快来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
好的，今天我们要谈一下穿着打扮对你产生多大的影响，聊聊裁员，还要告诉你怎么说咬紧牙关忍受。
But first, let's learn a word.
Learn a word. Root cause. Root is spelled R-O-O-T, root, and cause, C-A-U-S-E, cause. Root cause.
Root cause, 根本原因。世界经济论坛说，
The lack of competitiveness in Europe is the root cause of financial instability and rising unemployment numbers in the region.
缺乏竞争力是欧洲经济不稳定和失业率高的根本原因。波音787梦幻客机全面停飞。
The root cause for the Dreamliner's problems are currently under investigation.
梦幻客机根本问题出在哪里？目前正在调查之中。
The root cause of gun violence in the United States is a hot-button topic these days.
美国枪支暴力的根本原因是如今的热门话题。好的，今天我们学习的词是
root cause, root cause, root cause.
Mike, 你知道吗？要能当上微博红人，就要每天积极和粉丝互动。所以咱们节目的微博还得加强这方面。
I think that's a big part of it. People like to feel like they have a say in things, and there's no better way to learn a language than to have a native speaker to practice with. It's just one of the many important services I bring to the team.
Yo, 这么说你在咱们组很重要啊。
当然啦。The following phrase we're going to learn is exactly what can be used to describe me. Let's listen.
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第一千讲。我是小北。
我是 Dan。
我妹妹的公司最近业绩不佳，于是公司请了一个特别有销售经验的经理，希望能靠这位高人扭转公司的销售状况。这让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
Great White Hope. Great is spelled G-R-E-A-T. White, W-H-I-T-E. And Hope, H-O-P-E. Great White Hope.Great White Hope.
Great White Hope 是指身负众望的人或事。大家都觉得我妹妹公司新雇的经理能够把销售搞上去。
The new hire at my sister's company is expected to vastly expand sales. He is their Great White Hope.
在下面的例句中，一个政党的主席谈到了代表自己的政党参选时理想候选人所具备的素质。我们来听一听。
We need a candidate who can appeal to middle-class voters like our opponent. It has to be someone that represents our traditional values, has strong leadership skills, and communicates effectively. Every possibility we've looked at lacks what our party requires to win the next election. What is our great white hope?
这段话是说，我们需要的候选人要能和我们的对手一样吸引中产阶级选民，他必须代表我们的传统价值观，领导能力强，能有效地与人沟通。所有有可能的人选我们都看了，但是他们缺少赢得下次选举所需要的特质。那个可以让我们赋予厚望的人在哪儿呢？我最近听说有 IT 产品公司要开发一款智能电视，能够直接跟你家里的电脑、DVD、音响连接。只要你一声令下，它就会自动为你播放电脑或 DVD 的片子。
The concept represents the company's great white hope for the future.
这个概念代表了这家公司未来希望所在。这种产品要是真的出现了，我一定会去买，多方便啊！好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
We need a candidate who can appeal to middle-class voters like our opponent. It has to be someone that represents our traditional values, has strong leadership skills, and communicates effectively. Every possibility we've looked at lacks what our party requires to win the next election. Where is our great white hope?
刚才我们说到了电子产业界的新概念。下面的例句中，我们听听在冷饮业有什么好点子。
With another ice cream shop down the street from mine, I've had to find ways to be unique. My plan is to introduce some super premium flavors using the finest ingredients. The dark chocolate with bite-sized pieces is my great white hope. I believe it will bring in lots of customers.
这段话是说，离我们冰淇淋店不远又开了一家冰淇淋店，所以我必须得出点奇招。我的计划是推出一些用上好原料做的顶级好吃口味。我把希望寄托在黑巧克力口味小块冰淇淋上，相信这款产品一定会吸引来很多顾客。美国的冰淇淋很好吃，世界知名。在美国人最喜欢的口味中，巧克力排名第二，第一名呢是香草口味。不知道这和您的喜好是否一致？好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
With another ice cream shop down the street from mine, I've had to find ways to be unique. My plan is to introduce some super premium flavors using the finest ingredients.The dark chocolate with bite-sized pieces is my great white hope. I believe it will bring in lots of customers.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 great white hope， 意思是被寄予厚望的人或事。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，谢谢各位收听。
Mike.You need to work harder on being our team's great white hope.
好吧，好吧。What if I start wearing nicer clothes to work every day?
穿漂亮衣服有什么用啊？
Dressing to impress helps improve your work performance and makes people take you more seriously.
真的吗？
Yes. I'll just let this week's business etiquette explain how it works.
礼节美语
Kathy 早上上班见到同事 Adam.
Hi, Adam. Nice tie.
Thanks.
By the way, can I ask you a personal question?
Ask away.
How come you're the only one at the office who wears a tie to work every day? I'm not criticizing your fashion choices, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
No, I'm happy to answer that question. I assume you're like most people. You prefer to wear comfortable clothing whenever possible, right?
Kathy 问了 Adam 一个
personal question
私人问题，问他为什么每天上班都穿西服领带，而公司的着装标准并不严格，所以其他人一般是怎么舒服怎么穿。 Kathy 还补充说
I'm not criticizing your fashion choices，
意思是说我不是想对你的穿着指手画脚，而只是好奇而已。 Kathy 承认平时如果没事他就会穿得很随便。
Absolutely.If it's a special event or a business meeting or something, then sure, I'll put on a suit or a nice business dress. But I much prefer to dress more casually.
I understand that logic. But of course, you've heard about power dressing, no?
Yeah, you wear nicer looking clothes, people take you more seriously, right?
That's the idea. I think everybody knows that the clothing we wear affects how others perceive us. But I've also discovered that what I wear affects how I think.
Really?That's an interesting idea. What exactly do you mean?
Kathy 说，如果有什么特别活动或者是要开会
，She'll put on a suit or a nice business dress.
她会穿西装或者套装，否则的话，她还是喜欢穿的随便一些。
To dress more casually.
Adam 问 Kathy 有没有听过
power dressing
这个说法，也就是说，如果穿得正式，别人会更把你当回事儿。Adam 说，他发现
power dressing.
不仅会影响别人对自己的看法，同时也会对他自己的精神状态产生影响。
Well, there's a lot of research out there that says the position of our bodies affects our thoughts.
I've heard about that. I read an article that said, if you sit up straight, your thoughts become sharper than if you were slouching.
Exactly. But there are some new studies that show what you are wearing can also affect your thoughts.
Give me an example.
Well, scientists found that students who were wearing white lab coats performed better on tests than students who were wearing their own clothes.
Ah, so because the white lab coat has an association with intelligence, the students' brains actually got more intelligent?
有很多研究显示，一个人身体的姿势往往会对人的思维产生影响。比如，坐直了就比窝着的时候思维更敏锐。
Slouch is spelled S-L-O-U-C-H, slouch.
意思是很放松的窝在那里，蜷在那里。Adam 补充说，现在的一些新研究发现
What you are wearing can also affect your thoughts.
一个人的穿着也会对他的思维产生影响。比如说，穿着实验室白大褂的学生，考试往往比穿日常衣服的学生成绩好，因为穿着白大褂会让学生觉得自己智商更高，因此考试时大脑的表现也就更出色。下班我就去买漂亮衣服，这回咱是有堂堂正正的理由去大血拼了，可是为了提升工作表现哟。
That's the spirit, though you still have to work hard as well, I think. Dressing for success can only take you so far. Your personal effort is the most key element.
当然，好了，咱们赶快把刚才的对话听完，看看他们还有什么好建议。
礼节美语。
Kathy 跟同事 Adam 正在讨论一个人的穿着是否会对他的精神状态产生影响。Adam 说
Have you ever heard the saying, clothes make the man? It might be truer than we imagine.
When a police officer or firefighter puts on their uniform, it must affect their psychology. It probably gives them a sense of responsibility and authority.
Absolutely. When a judge puts on that heavy black robe, it transmits an image of power. But it also serves as a reminder to the judge of the responsibility of their position.
I know when I'm wearing a nice suit, I feel a lot more confident. If I'm going out for a night on the town and I'm all dressed up, I feel a lot better about myself than if I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
英语里有一种说法叫做
Clothes make the man.
相当于中文说的人靠衣衫马靠鞍。Adam 说这句老话恐怕比我们想的更有道理。警察穿上警服，消防员穿上消防服，法官穿上黑色长袍，都会平添一种使命感和权威感。Kathy 说，她每次穿西装也会倍感自信，还说晚上出去吃饭消遣时，如果
dressed up
精心打扮，就会自我感觉更好。她所说的
go out for a night on the town
是一种固定说法，意思是出去吃饭、喝酒、看节目、消遣。
Yeah.I think everyone recognizes that part about the power of clothes. But that's not exactly why I wear a tie to work every day.
You wear it because you think it makes you smarter.
Yes. I think putting on a shirt and tie actually affects the way my brain works.
That's a very interesting concept.
My eyes look down and see what I'm wearing, and my brain gets a reminder that I'm a businessman. And I think the brain responds to expectations.
Adam 说他每天穿西装打领带不是给别人看的，更多是在提醒自己，随时提醒自己是商业人士，这样大脑就会做出反应，做出的事说出的话都会更加得体。
It's kind of like an actor trying to play a role. You have to have the right costume.
I think that's a good way of expressing it. I'm sure it's much harder for actors and actresses to get into character before they put on the right costume.
Yeah. But after the clothes and the makeup go on, they look in the mirror, and their brains are able to shift into the role.
The symbolic meaning of a tie is business. And so for me, it's an identifying symbol that I think affects both how others see me and how I see myself.
Interesting. Maybe I should start wearing a suit.
这就跟演员穿上戏服才能进入角色一样。Adam 觉得这种比喻恰如其分。
That's a good way of expressing it.
演员穿上戏服，化好妆，看着镜子里的自己，他们的大脑就会做出反应。
Help them shift into the role.
帮他们进入角色。Adam 最后说，西装领带对他来说就是一种定位的象征符号，不仅影响到别人对他的看法，也会影响到他自己的精神状态。
Clothes make the man.
也可以说
You are what you wear.
人靠衣衫马靠鞍。
So, wearing nice clothes to work reinforces what you are doing is important. Plus, feeling a little extra confidence never hurts anyone.
不过要是赶上办公室裁员，你穿得再漂亮，再 professional, 也没用。
Well, that's another story. Let's learn how to say 裁员 in English.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
cutback.Cutback is spelled C-U-T-B-A-C-K, cutback.
Cutback, 作为名词，意思是减少、削减。
When the budget is tight, one of the first things to happen is a cutback in travel.
预算紧张的时候，最先被取消的就是出差的经费。
Apple's stock has fallen from a cutback on its orders to suppliers.
苹果公司因为减少了供应商的订单，导致股价下跌。美国邮政局宣布，从八月份开始将取消星期六的普通邮件送递服务。
The Postal Service expects to save $2 billion annually from the cutback.
美国邮政总局估计，取消星期六的服务每年能节省$20亿。好的，今天我们学习的词是
cutback, cutback, cutback.
Do you think our office will see any cutbacks?
It's hard to say. The U.S. economy is not back at its full speed yet, so cutbacks can happen at any place. The best thing we can do is just grit our teeth and bear it. Oh, speaking of which, that's the topic of our next words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第1001讲，我是小北，
我是 Dan。
我爷爷90大寿，全家人都从各地赶来，要好好给他过个隆重的生日。其实爷爷一个人清静惯了，最不喜欢热闹，不过为了不扫我们的兴，他还是同意让大家热热闹闹的搞个寿宴。这让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
Grit one's teeth. Grit is spelled G-R-I-T. And teeth, T-E-E-T-H. Grit one's teeth.
Grit one's teeth, 意思是咬紧牙关，咬牙接受困难的意思。
My grandpa didn't appreciate the fancy celebration of his birthday, but he had no choice but to grit his teeth. He felt uncomfortable throughout the birthday party.
我爷爷不喜欢这么大张旗鼓的庆祝生日，不过他没有别的选择，只能默默地接受大家的安排。在整个生日会上，他都感觉很不自在。不过不自在归不自在，毕竟这是儿孙的孝心，过生日也是好事，比起在下面例句中所需要忍受的东西可是好多了。咱们来听一听。
Maggie was running well in the marathon when she tripped and sprained her ankle.The pain was intense, and she had a long way to go. Many people would have quit, but Maggie decided she was going to continue. She gritted her teeth and made it to the finish line.
这段话是说 ，Maggie 本来在马拉松比赛中跑得好好的，却摔倒扭伤了脚腕，她疼痛难忍，可是离终点还远着呢。很多人在这种情况下都会退出比赛，可是 Maggie 决定继续坚持。他咬紧牙关跑到了终点。看来精神作用还是很重要的，靠着跑完马拉松的信念的支持，这个女孩咬牙克服了疼痛。好的，我们再来听听刚才这段话。
Maggie was running well in the marathon when she tripped and sprained her ankle. The pain was intenseAnd she had a long way to go. Many people would have quit, but Maggie decided she was going to continue. She gritted her teeth and made it to the finish line.
要说身体上的疼痛还可以咬牙忍受，那精神上的折磨或压力则可能更让人难受。我有个朋友和公婆生活在一起，每天被公婆数落，什么饭菜做得不好，没有教好小孩，等等等等。
She just listens and grits her teeth.
他也只能听着，心里忍着不作声。跟这个朋友比，下面例句中的问题似乎没那么严重了，咱们来听一听。
Every day on my drive to the office, I'm facing the same nightmare. There are long delays because of road construction, and there's usually an accident or two. Since it's the only route available, I keep gritting my teeth. It'll continue to take all of my patience until the road work is finished.
这段话是说，每天在我开车上班的路上都会遇到同样的问题，那就是因为修路，路上总会出现耽搁，而且时常会发生一两起交通事故。不过，我上班只有这一条路线，所以对这些问题我也只能咬牙接受。在修路结束以前，我只好动用自己全部的耐心来应付这些问题了。堵车、排队、等待，这的确是日常生活中既多见又烦人的事情。就比如我们在机场过安检的时候，队伍很长，如果再遇上有人不清楚安检程序，忘记把兜里的金属物品掏出来，一个人要过好几次，而这时你偏偏又在赶飞机，哎呀，那可要烦死了。
There we are gritting our teeth.
在这种情况下，大家都在压着心里的烦躁，默默地挨着。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Every day on my drive to the office, I'm facing the same nightmare. There are long delays because of road construction, and there's usually an accident or two. Since it's the only route available, I keep gritting my teeth. It'll continue to take all of my patience until the road work is finished.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 grit one's teeth， 意思是咬紧牙关，默默忍受。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，谢谢各位的收听。
I guess we will have to just grit our teeth and handle the extra workload until Yangling gets back.
这你算是说对了，不过算了，我请假你请假的时候，大家也都在分担我们留下的工作嘛。
Good teammates cover for each other.
That's right. 好了，今天的节目时间差不多了。
If you have any questions or comments, please email us at mayu@voanews.com. Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
See you next time.
Bye bye.
小金豆看什么呢？这么认真？
哎呦，逗死我了！
上班不许看美剧。
什么看美剧？我学习呢。这可不是一般的美剧，这是另类英语教学美剧。美语怎么说？
你英语不是专八吗？不用学啦。
我专八还优秀呢，还不是哑巴英语？这里教的词我都没听过，你也赶紧的吧。
美国之音新版视频英语教学节目《美语怎么说》，主持人 Mike 和杨林带您走进美国年轻人的日常生活，边乐边学地道美语。上新浪微博或者优酷搜索《美语怎么说》，精彩原创视频每周更新，敬请关注哦。
听众朋友，欢迎您登录美国之音中文网站，浏览各项报道。包括文字、图片、音频和视频。我们的网址是 www.voachinese.com。您如果遭遇网络封锁，欢迎电邮索取翻墙软件赛风三，请发电邮到电台 @赛风3.com。拼法是 DIANTAI@SAIFENG3.com。索取翻墙软件赛风三。您也可以通过赛风代理服务器上网，网址是足球九点 info， 拼法是 zuqiu9.info。预祝您突破重围，自由翱翔，并且登录美国之音中文网。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目恋爱单元的初级课程。
Kevin and Emily are friends. They have come home from college for the holiday and are talking about the relationships at school.
两个好朋友放假时聚在一起，那当然得聊聊各自的感情生活了。快来听听吧。
Hi, Kevin. How was your year at college?
It was great. How was your year?
It was good. Do you have a girlfriend at school?
Yes, I'm dating someone. Her name is Amanda.
怪不得 Kevin 在大学里过得这么高兴，原来是交了女朋友啦。
That's right, Winnie. If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you can say that you're dating someone.
Oh, 如果我有男朋友，就可以说 I have a boyfriend, 或者说 I'm dating someone.那我现在没有男朋友，该怎么说呢？
Then you can say that I'm single.
Oh, I'm single, 就是说我没恋爱，还是只身一个人。
That's right, Winnie. Now, let's hear how Kevin met his girlfriend.
How did you meet your girlfriend?
I met Amanda through a friend.
That's great. Did you start dating right after you met, or did you become friends first?
We started dating right away.
Winnie, did you hear where Kevin met his girlfriend?
他们是通过朋友介绍认识的，而且立刻开始约会呢。不知道他们交往多久了。
Well, let's listen and find out.
When did you and Amanda meet each other?
I met her about 1 year ago.
So you met her right after you got to school?
That's right. And we've been dating since last September.
他们两人从去年九月开始约会，这么说，他们在一起一年了耶。看起来他们对这份感情还挺认真的。
That's right, Winnie. They sound like a serious couple.
像 Kevin 这样专一的男生现在可不多了。不知道怎样才能找到这么好的男生哦。
So, you said you and Amanda met through a mutual friend. How did it happen?
Well, my roommate was friends with Amanda, so he introduced us.
Did he tell you what she was like first?
Yes, he described her to me, and she sounded like my type.
Professor Bowman, Kevin 说 Amanda 听起来是他的 type, 这是什么意思啊?
Your type is the kind of person that you like to date.
原来 your type 就是你喜欢的那种人。Kevin 的室友一跟 Kevin 描述 Amanda, Kevin 就觉得这个女孩正是他心目中的理想女友。
So, Kevin, what is your type?
I like girls who like to have fun and aren't too serious.
I agree. I like guys that can make me laugh.
That's true. Having a very serious boyfriend or girlfriend can be boring.
诶，其实 Kevin 和 Emily 听上去倒是挺般配的。
Yes, they both like people who like to have fun and make them laugh.
Kevin 和 Amanda 交往那么久，两人啊一定很合得来，就是不知道是不是一见钟情啊。
Let's listen and find out.
How did you first meet?
My roommate invited both of us to dinner.
Was it love at first sight? Did you fall in love with her the first time you met her?
Yes. The first time I saw her, I knew we would fall in love.
Wow! 果然是一见钟情哎，好浪漫哦。哎，不过还多亏了 Kevin 室友这个月下老来帮忙呢。
That's true, Winnie. Match people are important. Do you know computers now can work as matchmakers?
Oh,您说的是专门替人找对象的网站吧？的确，很多人现在用这种 online dating 来寻找伴侣，只要在电脑上输入 your type， 电脑就会帮你找到你的另一半。不过啊，真交往起来并不一定合适。
That's true, Winnie. We've heard a lot about Kevin's relationship. Now let's find out about Emily.
What about you, Emily? Have you dated anyone recently?
I started to date someone recently, but it didn't work out.
That's too bad. What happened?
Well, that's a long story.
唉，可怜的 Emily, 最近交了个男朋友，可后来却分手了，怎么会这样呢？
Let's listen next time and find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me。